All right, we are we're here on Rogue Minis, and we are ready for our post-match interview with the head coach of Memphis City FC. Hold on just a second, friends. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. All right,
we're talking about moonshot.
Okay. All right, so we've got Coach Hafa Rodriguez and assistant coach Stan Jamsik with us tonight. He has been telling me that he would, in fact, come on an interview, and tonight is the night. So let's set the scene here a little bit. Tonight, Memphis City FC drew 2-2 with Asheville City, the new kids on the block. And tonight was a coach. What did you think about the result tonight? First of all, getting the point, and what'd you think about the way your team played overall?
Obviously, first, not getting 3 points is never a good night, but we'll take a point. I think we can forget about the first half. We did not play very well at all. I think the nerves got a little bit to the players. It's, you know, some of these players have never played in the MPSL before, so for them it's an adjustment. Second half, I think we controlled the game a lot better. We changed the formation. I think that was a lot better formation for our group, as we have so much speed up front. So we'll take the second half. Obviously, we're going to grow from there. But I think the boys did okay. There's a lot of room for growth. And, you know, we committed some mistakes that cost us 2 goals. But, you know, the boys know that. They'll build upon that, and we'll just look forward to next week.
So we now have the guys in. We have the team the way not everybody was eligible to play tonight, but we have everybody in. Talk about some of the guys that maybe we don't know just yet. Some guys who were out on the field for the first time tonight, and what they bring to the team. When you were recruiting, what did you see in some of these guys?
Yeah, as you said, we have guys that are not eligible to play yet. We still have Josh to come in. We have Mario that left to go to take care of his passport. But we had Lewis Jones, who came in unexpectedly right away in the first half as Juan Victor got hurt. And he's obviously a game changer. He's a number 10, a true number 10. Will bring a lot to the table for us, especially on the creativity side. We have Shota, who's a Japanese player, who's fantastic. He's not yet ready to play, but as soon as we get him cleared, he'll be able to play. Also, Damien, he came in today. Absolutely, it killed it as a holding midfield. When we were looking for somebody to replace Neil, that was the player. We needed somebody like him who was aggressive, who was not afraid of a challenge, and who has great ball control. So that's the main thing we wanted from him, and today he delivered.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys were really impressive. In the first half, yeah, as you mentioned, let's forget about that. The second half, and particularly down the stretch, I would say in the last 10 minutes, seems like we were on the attack quite a bit and had quite a few chances. It looked from the stands that they were muscling Wada, kind of pushing him around and knocking him around a little bit early. But as the game went on, he really started to get a flow, and it seemed like he had some chances late. He took some shots and made one guy basically fall on his face. I guess I could say we ended the game on a positive note, just couldn't get that goal. And how does that adjust? How do you adjust to maybe get more of that attack going earlier in the game for next week?
Yeah, so that's what we felt in halftime. We felt we weren't using him at all the first half. I think he touched the ball maybe 2-3 times. And so that's obviously, when you have a player like Taff who doesn't really get the ball much, you know, that's a problem. We need him on the ball constantly. Second half, we went on a 4-3-3, got him more involved, and then made sure that he would get involved. I think he's used to doing a lot of the work, and now he's on a team that has fantastic players that he can share the work. So, you know, I think we had 3 phases the second half. We had the first first 10, 15 minutes, we really controlled the game. We were passing the ball very well. I think after that, we got a little bit tired. We only had two, three guys on the bench, so we weren't very deep. And then we lost control of the game. And then, as you said, towards the end, we went for it. We went for the goal. We wanted to get that 3 points. We knew it could set us ahead on the table. Last year, that was one of our biggest problems, was starting very slow. We wanted to get 3 points right away because the season is very short, so there's no time to catch up. Luckily, a lot of teams, or all the teams, draw tonight, so we're back to square one next week.
Yeah, okay, so you got a lot of guys who are from different nationalities, and we talk about this quite a bit, but now that you have these guys, that you have all of these guys, so many different nationalities. We've got Venezuela, we got Gambia, we've got Brazil, we've got England, we've got Serbia. How do you get all the style of play established when you have so many different nationalities represented on the team?
First, it's a privilege. Like, when you have so many guys from across the world, as a coach, it's amazing, because to see the different styles of play, to see how well, you know, that they were developed in their own countries. To say we have Shota from Japan, and technically he is absolutely phenomenal. And then obviously you have Venezuela with Danny, who just all he sees is the goal. He wants to score all the time. So I think they all have the fundamentals, which is the technical ability to perform. And I always say there is no tactical without technical. So if players are technical, we can fix the tacticals. We can adjust it. We have a whole week to adjust it. But it's for us, it's a privilege to have so many guys from different world and get along so well when they've only been together for a week. So I love it. I love the chemistry. I love how they interact with one another, and especially with Shota, the Japanese, because he barely speaks English, and the guys make him feel welcome, try to teach him a couple things, so it's great.
So we've got a little stretch here where we got one game where we go on the road and then back home for Chattanooga. What is your week of preparation looking like?
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll do a rehab session. We'll get the guys in that didn't play. We'll get them to do some fitness. You know, we talked to the guys yesterday. In a perfect world, we would not play tonight. That way we could get 2 weeks of training. But so we'll go back to we'll get the video. We'll go through the mistakes that we made. We'll learn from it. But we'll work double sessions all week long to make sure we're ready for the whole season.
Sounds great. I'm going to pause. All right, so let me bring in Coach Stan. Coach Stan Jamsik, who has promised and promised to be on this podcast, and now here he is. Coach, you got a lot of different...
Exclusive.
it's an exclusive. So you got a lot going on during the week. You got you're working with college. You're working with youth. You're working with middle school. You're working with Memphis City FC. How on earth do you make all the transitions and adjust your mentality for the next group that you are about to face?
Well, thank you for kind words. And yes, it's a very busy day. It's a long day, but you know, this is my second year with Memphis City FC, and it's really a pleasure working with the boys. And it's really not too hard to adjust. I know a bunch of them, and I know a lot of the boys from the tryouts. And you know, when the practice time, it's practice time. We go over there. We organize it. Me and Coach Rafa, and just go over there and do the work. So far, so good.
So far, so good. And thanks for getting us Tafwada and KB, Keba Dimba, because, man, those guys are fun to watch.
Definitely. KB and Taf, amazing players from Bethlehem University. Taf actually was a freshman of the year, 17 goals, goal scorer of the year, and hopefully he'll continue with Memphis City. Tonight it was a good game for him as well. He had a few shots, few attempts to the goal, but ball just didn't come in. But although he had that nice little move inside the 18 when we got brilliant. The PK.
Yeah. So this is the main question. Are you having fun?
Absolutely. You know, I love this city. I love our fans. I love the club, and most likely I will stay. As long as they want me, I will stay and coach. Either as assistant coach or whatever, I'll be around. Yes. Super fun.
Great to have you, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And you've been listening to Rogue Minis. I'm Memphis City Smitty, 2-2 draw with Asheville City FC.